listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of So You Think You Can Dance, or as I like to call it, The Ballroom Massacre Part 2 on AfterBuzz TV. Yes. I'm Kristen Burt, and joining me today is Chloe West. How are you?
Good. So glad to be back. Sad I missed last week.
Sad you missed last week. I know we missed the Vibe Tribe, but we had a great episode with Lindsay and Mindy Arnold. Jake was with me. Jake is in New York this week, so we've been a rotating cast of characters, but he'll be back next week. I hope you're here next week.
I will be.
Excellent, because we've got Mandy Moore in studio.
Yes!
Now, we have a surprise guest, and this is kind of cool because this is an AfterBuzz first. We've never had anyone on from this season. Season 11, top 20 contestant, Malena Ostergaard!
Hi!
Welcome!
Thank you so much!
We're so happy to have you here, and I gotta tell you guys, this lady is gorgeous.
Yes. Nigel was right. It's all the looks.
No, she's in the talent. Come on.
The talent, too.
Come on.
Really. This is incredible.
She's got a lot of insight on this season. I think that's going to be really exciting because some things that we didn't know, and you know, your partner was Armin Wei, who was on tour with Derek Hough right now. They're finishing up on Saturday here in Los Angeles.
So exciting. He's coming back, finally.
I know. I bet you missed him, but I've been watching all of his Instagram videos, so he looks like he's been having a blast on tour. A lot happening in dance. I was at the Dizzy Feet Gala on Saturday.
How was it?
It was great. The red carpet was pretty amazing. I saw
Twitch and Allison.
Twitch and Allison were there. I call them the king and queen of dance. Come on. They're like Jay-Z and Beyonce.
They are.
and I hope everyone knows, like, besides their talent, they are some of the nicest people I've ever met. They are the real deal. What you see is what you get. And I think that they're great ambassadors for dance.
Totally. Who else did you see? Who else was there?
Let's see. Whitney Carson from season 9, of course, now on Dancing with the Stars. So got to talk with her a little bit. And she's having like kind of a nice summer. She said, I'm trying to do a little bit more relaxing, so not as much dancing, but who else did I talk with? Courtney Galliano, who will be here August 14th with us.
Yeah, and any gossip? Tell me the dance gossip.
The dance gossip. It looks like Fabrice Calmel is going to be judging a little later on in the season.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
A little Joffrey dancer, so he'll be back around. He is a tall drink of water.
He is. You know, they've been good to us ladies this season. They've been putting some very cute men on the show.
They have, yeah.
So true. No complaints whatsoever. But always a great night of dance at Dizzy Feet, and I just want to make sure I didn't miss anyone else. I saw Cyrus Spencer. That was kind of fun.
Oh, awesome.
He looked very dapper in his purple suit and his little bow tie. He's adorable.
I love it.
But I want to mention that it's National Dance Day on Saturday, so I will be interviewing Mark Ballas from Dancing with the Stars and Mary Murphy over at Universal City Walks Saturday night. So anyone doing anything fun for Dance Day besides me?
Well, I've been learning the dances that they've been teaching us each week, and I will not do them for you right now.
But put them on YouTube for us.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
We'll see.
Maybe it'll be a dance scoop one day.
I hope so.
We'll see.
15 seconds. Are you doing anything fun for National Dance Day?
I made sure to keep Saturday off so that I can go to whatever I want to go. So maybe I'll go to Universal as well.
Excellent. You can come with
me.
Maybe we'll go together.
Yeah.
We can carpool. It's LA.
I wonder if Mark's mom is going to be there.
Love it if Shirley Ballas is there. She's one of my favorite people. Do you know Shirley?
I know, yeah. She's so great.
I would love her to be a judge on Dancing with the Stars. I have to be honest.
Yeah. She's there a lot.
She is.
They go a lot to watch.
She loves her Marky. She's always like, Marky.
Well, and Derek. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, she's kind of mommy to both of them.
Yep. And she's a straight shooter, too. So she can judge, but, you know, she's not going to cut any slack from
her. She's so tough. She's so tough. I know her teaching. She's great. And she's, like, the cleverest woman in the world. Like, she's so clever with dancing. She knows everything. The technique book in from out.
Yep. Woman. She's small but mighty. Do not underestimate that woman. No. I love her. All right. So let's go to last night's show and the opening number. And, you know, Milena, give us the inside scoop because, you know, you've already been here and you know what it feels like to be a contestant. So you can kind of get into the mind of being a contestant for us because that'll be great. This was a Mandy Moore piece. I thought we had some really gorgeous partnering and great unison work. What did you guys see?
Yeah, the partnering for a group number like this was amazing. And my favorite moment was when the girls were down, you know, right, hanging off the stage, and then the guys were dancing. That was beautiful.
That was so good.
Yeah.
That was so good.
How much time are they giving you for group numbers to rehearse in general?
Well, actually, we've had, for the past weeks, we've only had one group number. Mm-hmm. So it's been 2 days of 10 hours a day.
Woo!
That's a long day.
Intense. Like, very intense.
So do you guys dread group numbers, or do you enjoy the group number? Or is it, like, something that you're kind of like, I want to get it out of the way so I can practice my other dance?
Well, it kind of puts more pressure on the other dance, because you have to practice that whenever you have a break, or when you come home at, like, 10 p.m., which is, like, not what you want to do, but you still want to do it. But in the same time, it's pre-recorded in the morning, so there is less pressure because you can always do it again. So it's more fun, and it's like everybody's there, and we have this, you know, good connection. It's like one big family, so the whole, like, you know, family,
the camaraderie,
exactly,
and everything.
Yeah. It's like it feels so good, and we're like helping each other, and we're getting each other up in energy, even though it's recorded like 7 a.m. in the morning. So it's insane. It's
hair and makeup at 7. Yeah. That's brutal.
It's a long show day.
They love to put you guys through the ringer, I swear. But it's great training.
It is.
For
it is.
Anything. Anything else after this? And I think we've heard it from Lindsay and Whitney and anyone else that's been on the show and come on. They said, it's so easy once you get out in the real world. All right. We got right to the bottom three on this. And some surprises, I thought. On the ladies, it was Bridget, Brooklyn, and Tanisha. On the men, it was Marquette, Serge, and Zach. So we saw a lot of ballroom in here.
Yeah. Well, I was shocked to see Serge again because I feel like Serge has so many fans coming in. Mm-hmm. So I was shocked to see him. But I was really shocked for Zach. When his name was announced, mm-hmm. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because I've really felt like the fan, I mean, I am a huge Zach fan and his personality and his dancing, but just to see that, and I thought a lot of people felt the same, so I was pretty shocked to see Zach there.
And he's got a good partnership with Jackie, so.
Yeah.
It might be because people think he's safe, so mm-hmm. they haven't voted for him, because he's so good in everything he does. Like, he's one of the ones that can do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing he can't do. So maybe people are like, oh, Zach for sure is safe, so I'll put my votes in someone else for this week, and then he's ending up in the bottom. I don't know.
Zach is also one of the people, too, who I think you might not think about. He's not, like, a dancer. When he does dance, you're like, he's great. But outside of his dance, you kind of forget about him a little bit, I think might be. But I was really shocked about Serge. I just think Serge, I'm like thinking he's got it. But maybe it's this ballroom, too many ballroom people.
Yeah, there were six of you guys this year. And it's I feel like the fans have been picking you guys off. And Marquette was another one. Only because, at least on my end, and I think on your end too, Chloe, we were hearing a lot of fan support for Marquette. He's a very likable, genuine person. He comes across great.
Yeah.
And he's been very versatile. He hasn't had the best of weeks, but he's someone you want to root for, I think. So I was sad to see him there in the bottom three.
What about the girls? I was surprised a little bit about Tanisha.
Me too, yes. Yep. Tanisha's just like a rock. She's insane. She's so strong. Yeah, I didn't see her in the bottom either.
And I think when we had Mindy Arnold here from Vibe Studios, she talked about Tanisha a lot, just saying she can be thrown anything, any style. You can, you know, throw her a monkey wrench at the last minute. She'll roll with it. Mentally, she's strong too.
Mentally, and her attitude is the best. Like, she's like, okay, I'll do it. I'm sore, but who knows, you know, I'll just do it. She's so strong.
Cool.
Yeah, she's so
cool. I know the choreographers love that on the show. That's, like, the best thing.
And we were hearing that about Jenna Johnson last season, too, also from Vibe. Because people were like, why does she get saved? And I'm like, every choreographer, everyone we've spoken to has been saying, Jenna has the best attitude in studio during rehearsal. And we don't get to hear that feedback.
Exactly.
We're hearing it behind the scenes. But it's important. It really is important. Judges this week were Nigel Mary and Misty Copeland was back.
She's back. Is this her last episode, I think?
I think it is, and we'll see some other judges. I know that Christine Applegate's going to be circulating through and some other faces, so hopefully Jenna Elfman as well, I hope.
Yeah, duh, our faves.
I know. but Misty's been great, and I'm sure that you felt this too, the constructive criticism she's given all season.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. She knows so much about dancing, and the way she talks to the dancers really makes us understand, oh, this is what I need to work on. And it's clearly, I know this is my weakness, and she sees it. So it's so nice to have that criticism as well, apart from, you know, the other two.
I feel like she speaks your language.
She does, yeah.
You know, and when she talks about feet and things like that, where the other ones sometimes do, but mostly it's about the larger image.
Yeah.
And she's still in it. She's still performing. So I think that is a different language than even though Mary performs.
She knows. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's good. I like that.
I know. I loved having her as a guest. I thought she was great. And I really thought when she did compliment any dancer, you just saw everyone light up. You're like, oh, she said something nice to me.
She's a goddess, as far as I'm concerned. We go to our first couple, which was Valerie and Ricky, and our first Bollywood of the season.
Yeah.
I love it. Nakul was there, so he's back. He has some, I didn't know he had Southern California studios. He's got like 3 or 4.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We should go.
I see.
I know. I want to take a class now.
Does that mean that we need you to go take some Bollywood?
I was like, I want to do some Bollywood.
Looks really like an intense workout. I'm surprised it hasn't caught on in LA as a workout, like trend, because watching Ricky do those jump spins, you're like, how are you physically doing that? I don't understand. And it's just cardio from like the beginning to the end, you're running around the stage. And I thought it was a great number for Valerie to really be able to sort of try and get up to Ricky's level, because so far it's been like, oh, Ricky's going to, you know, help her in this contemporary number, and Ricky will be a great partner for her in this. And I thought, oh, Bollywood, something, you know, a little bit, she can gain her ground a little bit, because she is sort of right now Ricky's partner. You know,
yeah. She was smiling the whole way through that piece. She was like, you could see she had fun. It was like a blast. She just, you know, she was full of energy and it was a joy. So I think as well, she had fun and it was a good piece for her.
I watched her the whole time. I have to be honest. And I was like, she's a great performer. And, you know, if you look at Ricky, he was sharper and he's got that technique behind it. But she just shined. And I said, that's a great thing about this partnership, too, because, you know, you can't always be like Ricky and his technique. And oh, my gosh.
Right.
So it's nice that she's rising up to his level. Maybe in a different way, but it's working.
Yeah. Well, and I thought the unison part of this dance, too, was great. You know, I don't necessarily know if we've ever seen a Bollywood where both the partners are hitting the marks so well. And this was a hard number.
Was
a hard Bollywood number. They didn't give them, like, the easy part where, you know, they stand in front of each other and do the arms. They always do that on Dancing with the Stars when they get Bollywood. They're like, what's easy give them?
We'll do this.
Yeah, they had them working in this one for sure. And the booty... The booty drums was obviously a great add-on, I thought. That was a breathing moment, and then they had to run the rest of the dance.
Yeah, I just love this. And, you know, maybe if we're Zumba-ing around Los Angeles, why aren't we Bollying around?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's do it. Let's make
it
happen.
It's probably because it's hard. It's too hard.
It's probably too hard.
That's why it hasn't got on. It's just too hard.
Your arms probably don't move for days because you're like, I'm so sore.
Yeah, in your wrists even. You're like,
fingers.
I can't. And then we learned the dance. What was it called, the move that we learned that they taught us? You know, they taught us the move.
Yeah, you're the one that's the expert.
I'm telling you, I've been doing them. I stood up each time they taught one to
I think we need to create a segment, like 15 seconds with Chloe, at the end of each show.
It's embarrassing.
All right, next week.
Okay.
Moving on to Bridget and Emilio, Travis Wall, contemporary, and this was nice. This was a good breakthrough for Emilio. And tell us what you were talking about, Emilio.
Yeah, he was so excited to finally get a contemporary piece. He's been waiting for this from the beginning. He was like, oh, he draw, you know, hip-hop, and he was like, it's my own style. I want to show what I can do. He's been training since he went out last season, you know, with that kick on the nose, unfortunately. He's been training so hard for an entire year. So I think he's just, you know, excited to finally show that now he can do all of these styles.
So cool.
So
I felt like I really saw him this week. Like, I saw Bridget, too. I was like, you guys are cohesive. It's a good partnership. I was like, where did that extension come from, Emilio? Like, and everyone, thank you for all of your tweets about his pointed toe and not sickled feet, because everyone knows that I'm irritated by sickled feet. But I love seeing improvement over the dancers and over the weeks, and this is a perfect showcase for that.
This was the first time I connected with Bridget. Even from the beginning, I know they've been pushing her story, and I've still been like, I don't know. But this dance was the first one where I was like, oh, Bridget is good. I see what the judges see in her, because before I really wasn't connecting to her. But I loved this piece. I mean, another amazing Travis contemporary piece. And the way that they used the bed frame to dance was so beautiful.
It was.
Pulling
stunning.
Their feet, like, under. It was just, I mean, it just made it. And I'm telling you, Emilio is giving Ricky a run for his money, especially in this. Like, I think the top two will be Ricky and Emilio.
Mm,
because I think they're both just so good. And Misty kind of talked about it a little bit last night about how the guys are just so good this season. And because it's not going to be a guy-girl winner, I mm-hmm. think we could have two guys in the top two.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about that because we're not going to have top four on the finale.
There you go.
Because I'm just thinking, oh, like the two final girls would be this. And that. Yeah, because I've trained that way now over the last two seasons.
Yeah, so I think it could be Emilio Ricky top two. Remember, it was like that a few, I forget which seasons there were top two guys. And those numbers are always cool when they make them dance together.
I love seeing male partnering. It's always so interesting. And Travis is really good at that too.
Yeah, but I loved it. And this, I just, I don't know. I really
I love that he replicated the ponche for Misty. He's show everyone what the ponche is. I'll just help you.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm so glad they did that.
Pointed toe both times. Nice work. I wanted to ask about drawing of the dances. Do you guys, right after the show ends, do you draw the dances, out of a hat?
We actually do. I was surprised about this because, people, they say, you have to draw the dance. And then anyway, in the end, you might know that they kind of decided for you because they know your strengths and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, let's see. But we actually go up to a room. We get, presented to our partner, but this week they keep dancing with the same partner. Mm-hmm. And then we go up to a room and we draw it out of a box. literally, we get it out and it's like, oh, Bollywood. Oh, great, hip-hop, So we know already then. And then we don't know the choreographer. They will then decide who's best for us. But we actually do choose it, so it's
insane. Oh, so the choreographer isn't connected with the dance style.
No.
So, that's interesting.
You have jazz, maybe two couples draw jazz, mm-hmm. and then they'll put, what choreographer they think will fit the couple. Probably depending out from the strengths, the music and everything, they want to, show us the best way possible.
Well, that's nice.
We heard about that last week with Mindy. Mindy talked about that. She goes, they sometimes juggle around choreographers of who they would like to see paired up. So she said there's some politics behind some of that, especially as you get into top 10.
Interesting. I wonder if certain choreographers are vibing for certain couples that they're like, I want to, with Ricky, if they're like, I want to work with him. I want to choreograph him. And
maybe we should ask Mandy Moore next week.
Oh, yes. That's a good question for
it
her.
It is. Write that one down.
Okay.
I know we've got so many. Mandy Moore will be here for 5 hours because we'll never let her out in
Seriously.
The studio. But Mindy was great having her because, she's had 7 students and the top 20 over the last 3 seasons, which is a huge number.
That's crazy.
So she understands sort of not only with her own daughter, but her other students of what they go through and everything else. And she's like, there's definitely some politics. She was very blunt about it. And I mean, there is with every show, but it was nice to hear someone just say it. All right. We got Rudy and Tanisha doing a Dave Scott hip hop. And this number was killer.
I love this song. I love Usher. Usher gave me a kiss on the cheek because of this song. So this is, of course, one of my favorite songs. But Tanisha, oh my God, I want that outfit. I want to be her. She was giving
Sexy.
Me everything.
Everything.
Sultry.
And not too much to wear, as a girl, you're put off. No, you wanted to be her.
Yeah.
I want to be her. That was so good. I honestly, you couldn't do a better dance to that song. And Dave Scott, perfect.
Love that choreography.
She killed it.
And we keep on talking. We keep on saying Tanisha's a beast because she can just do anything. Don't underestimate her.
No,
she's another one.
I don't even think of her as a ballroom dancer. And I think that, says a lot on this show when you can come on and someone doesn't attach you to a style. Sort of like how we did that with Jasmine Harper last mm-hmm. season. You were like, oh, yeah, she's contemporary. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You were just like, she's just good. I don't know what she does, but she's just good. And I feel like Tanisha's sort of that dancer this season. I don't necessarily think of her as just a ballroom dancer because in everything she's done, and even in the contemporary later on, the group contemporary, she was great. So, she doesn't stick out so much as the ballroom dancer, which I think in this ballroom massacre we're having is good
chop,
for
chop,
her.
Chop, chop.
Poor thing.
I know.
Needs to stay. We need to, save the ballroom.
We do. Now, did you know Tanisha at all from competing? Or sometimes everyone knows each other and sometimes they don't, so.
I know, yeah. No, I didn't know her. But I think she's been competing more in the States where I've been kind of outside mm-hmm. when I did my competitive career. So I haven't met her till on the show. But she's so great. Even I remember her so clearly from the week that we had in Pasadena. she's just such a beautiful spirit, you know. She's positive and she's sweet. She talks to everybody and her personality really shines when she danced. So you notice her. Like, she's so notable.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love that. And I want to say Rudy, because compared to some of the other guys, his technique is not as strong. But he's Mr. Personality Plus. I love that we saw him at like 8 or 9 and that he just was like, yeah, like in old dance recital.
That was amazing. His was probably my favorite. He did the splits and shimmied, and he was such an old man dancer in that video. It was hilarious. He was like the old man who like dances at a party that everyone cheers along because it was great. But Rudy did really well.
I loved him in this.
Yeah, he did well, and he still stood out in a good way.
He was strong.
Yeah.
Masculine as Nigel likes. He loves his masculine dance. What is that?
I don't know. They keep cutting off his sleeves as well because they say, like, he has muscles. We need to show it, you know?
Are you kidding? So they're making it.
Because he's one of the bigger guys.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
They're thinking of Aaron Turner last year, who was just like ripped. So they were like, yeah, we'll show some muscles. And you know, he's got his blossoming romance with Jackie because they had their dinner date.
Okay, I can't believe they keep bringing that up. That's so embarrassing.
That was embarrassing for him. I felt bad.
Yeah, poor thing. He must be like blushing so much. And I'm surprised that they are bringing it up, but of course it's good for ratings. So everyone's
like,
ooh, showman.
He's crazy about her. He's crazy
really
about her.
Sweet.
So sweet.
How does she feel about him?
The first day we came there, he was like, oh my God, what do I do? I need to talk to her. She's so beautiful. He's like obsessed with her. It's so sweet.
Aww. He's just smitten. I like that.
She's so sweet too. You know, she goes like, oh yeah, Rudy, he's sweet.
They're so cute.
I think they're cute together. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Well, you know, these two, and the one thing I just want to say about Tanisha too, especially when you're asked to be sexy, sometimes like people try too hard. You're like, I gotta be sexy. She just, it was like just the right level of like not trying too hard, just being in it. And you would see her face, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's just in the movement.
I can't wait to see her. Like, I want to see her on tour with someone because I feel like she reminded me of when Michael Jackson used to tour. He used to always have, like, one girl dancer who would be, like, the girl
for
that
song.
Yeah. And Tanisha was very much, like, that girl.
Yeah. She could be Tyne Steckline, who did that. This was supposed to do the This Is It tour.
Yeah,
The Blonde.
And she was very much, like, that personality to where she was putting on her own show, but, you know, could easily
She's kind of that dancer. She can melt in with the group, but she always stands out. So she's great by herself because she can, you know, she can keep you entertained for the whole entire number. You don't, you know, look away from her. She's just great.
Put her on tour with J-Lo.
I don't know.
J-Lo would be like, wait, what about me? But J-Lo, you know, she's got some fierce dancing.
Happy birthday, J-Lo, by the way.
Oh, it's her birthday. It's also National Tequila Day, so look at that.
I know, gosh.
I love it.
So lucky.
All right, we move on to Marquette and Jessica doing a Dimitri Chaplin, and this was a smooth foxtrot. So I'm going to start right off. Can you explain, because there's so many different like types of foxtrot, and smooth foxtrot, what are we looking for in that dance?
So smooth foxtrot, because it's a smooth dance, you're allowed to open your position, but it's so like flowy, and it's very hard. Like foxtrot is the hardest dance to learn. So
really?
The footwork, it's insane. Like the way you like slide over the floor, it's kind of like dancing through a pool.
Whoa.
Like, you have to move like you're moving through water. So it's so hard to do it into, you know, to make it an interesting show. But in the same time, it has a lot of charisma. Ooh. It's very sexy. Like, they did, you know, they did that so good. The show was really nice, the way they went around the whole story of it. But, yeah, it's hard to keep the frame, let go of the frame, and come back into the frame. That's, like, it's so hard.
Interesting. Moving through water. That's a really interesting way to put it. Yeah, I loved the theme of this dance. I loved that they did, you know, sort of like the boss man, and it was sexy, and she was still powerful. I don't know, though. I just didn't connect, though, beyond the theme. It was hard. I really wanted to, but Jessica, who I really liked at the beginning, is sort of, I'm forgetting about her, and I loved Marquette, but I feel like, unfortunately, even though it's ballroom, and we see him as a ballroom dancer, this isn't his style, you know?
He's Latin trained.
He's Latin, so poor guy, you know, he's going in and they're like, well, you gotta be good at ballroom. Here you go.
Yeah.
And people don't understand.
This isn't my style, you know? And so I felt bad for Marquette in that sense, but I don't know, I didn't love this dance.
I also feel bad for Jessica. She's been changing partner every week.
Yeah.
Like, that must be so hard. And the others are, like, bonding more and more and more, and she's getting a new partner every week.
And I want to say hats off to her for being adaptable, because that that's where she's showing some strength and fortitude, and I think that that's really important. But someone was like, poor Jessica, she's like the Black Widow killing off all of her partners.
Oh,
they tweeted that to me,
God.
And I was like, she's not. She's not purposely trying to get rid of her partners, but it is kind of funny. It is showing that she's able to be resilient week in, week out. So I'm going to give her that. And
It's tough, though. Like, I don't know, because I feel like so many people vote for partnerships. You know, when they connect, you connect with them. And poor thing, you know, like, I don't know if that's going to hurt her in the end.
So we have Casey, though. And I think that might be a better partnership. I think technique-wise and everything
else.
Yeah.
They'll look beautiful together.
Hopefully they'll get like a really nice touching number next week that people can connect to, and then that will bring them in more.
Yeah, I think so. I think she does need something. She needs like that breakthrough week, and we're losing 4 people next week.
I cannot believe it.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know. And that's a hard one because, you know, this is where we're at the point where everyone wants to get on tour. You're like, you're so close, but you're not.
And they say tour. All the dancers that have come on have said tour is, like, the best. So, gosh. Oh, they're so close.
I know. That's the hard one, because you don't want to be like, I was number 12. I mean, I sometimes they use alternates and things like that. But when you're that close.
I was number 19 or 20.
You know what? We keep on going. Those that are 19 and 20, look at Brittany Cherry. She is right now on tour with Derek Cuff. So
there you go.
It's all, like.
And Armin, your partner, didn't even make Green Mile, and he's on tour.
He's doing great, yeah.
He did make Green Mile. Well, he made it.
Technically.
We'll talk about that at the end. You got some great stories about that. That was kind of interesting. Before we move on to Surge and Carly, I just want to thank all of you guys for downloading us on iTunes. Be sure to tell a friend, because word of mouth on our show has been great this season, and we're seeing more and more views, and we sure appreciate all of your comments, your tweets, your YouTube comments, Instagram, everything. So,
I love live tweeting along with everybody last night. That was super fun. So I'm going to try and do that again this week, too, because that was awesome.
I wish we had East Coast feed. That would make my life perfect.
If only.
I'm always telling all my East Coast, you know, followers, I'm like, please tell me who's in the bottom 3. I can't wait 3 hours.
See, I have to wait. I ignore Twitter until it's 8 p.m. West Coast time, and then I'm like, okay, I'll get on.
I go Ballroom Massacre. I did text her, so I kind of ruined it for her. Sorry. Okay, let's go on to Surge and Carly, a Mandy Moore contemporary piece, and this was great, and this was what Surge needed, because, you know, you are in the bottom 3, so you want to kill it. He killed it. They both did.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, I only have one note. I wrote beautiful. Like, it was just, enjoyed watching this one.
Yeah.
How about that drop to the floor with Carly, you know?
Oh, at the end.
And then Surge caught her on his foot.
Yeah.
And then stepped over her. No big deal.
Like, okay, you're fine.
But I want to talk a little bit about Carly, because I feel like we haven't done a lot, but I feel like she's a secret weapon. Like, she's just someone that we didn't really know. She came in. You know, I think the first week you're like, I'm not sure I like her. And, you know, she's proving, you know, week in, week out, she's very strong as a dancer.
Yeah.
And she's another one that I think is going to slide into top 10 easily.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. And I think Surge will make top 10 as well. Even though he's been in the bottom, I think he'll be okay.
He's been showing some really nice improvement. So
yeah,
he's such a good partner. You know, he's so used to partner work from the ballroom world. So he's partnering so well with anybody in the group routines and with Kali. He's done so beautiful in those contemporary pieces, something that he's not used to at all. Like, I feel like from the ballroom dancers, he's the one that's shown his, you know, varieties the best.
Yeah, the versatility that you need for this. And, you know, last week, they were hard on Surge, I think, with that hip hop number that Dave Scott, was it Dave Scott?
Mm-hmm, I think
no,
so.
No, Luther Brown.
Luther Brown.
Luther Brown. Luther Brown. Luther Brown number. I liked it. I love Luther Brown choreography and things like that. But I think, you know, if you go back and look at it, you know, maybe it was more Carly and that stood out versus Surge. But I'm like, he's still showing that he's consistent.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important. I feel like Nigel kind of got him in the bottom 3 because of his comments last week.
Oh, I think that sometimes happens. I think the judges really do have to be careful with what they say, because they kind of lead the audience into how they think they should feel a little bit.
Yeah. I did. We talked about that last week, and I was like, I just didn't feel like this number was that bad that Nigel had to be like, I don't know if people are going to vote for this. It wasn't that exciting. And I'm like, come on.
It's like, you can't say that, because then they won't vote.
Because, you know, also, if you look at who's going to be the power voters, you know, if I was 14, I'd be like, well, Nigel said.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, I think, you know, I do think that Serge and Carly definitely killed it on the Mandy Moore piece. We'll have to ask Mandy a little bit about working with them next week. But yeah, don't count either of them out, I think. That's the rule of thumb. We're going to move on to Teddy and Emily doing, Oksana and Jonathan, the newlyweds, came in doing a salsa piece. We're going to give Teddy his due because Lauren, one of our viewers that watches all the time, she goes, you guys like gloss over Teddy every single week. So we're going to give Teddy some love this week just for you, Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Teddy was great in the opening number, too. I was really watching him in the opening number as well.
I felt like I really saw Teddy this week, and I'll be honest, and Misty made that same comment, and I was like, I'm glad that I wasn't the only one feeling like he was disappearing. Talk about this salsa, because this was hard. This was jam-packed with content.
I know. It was so hard. It was a really hard routine, and I can only imagine the stress they must have felt, because it's, you know, all of those turns, you know, it looks like when you see a good salsa couple, oh, this is so easy, it's just like five turns, whatever. Like, it is so hard, like, because salsa is so fast, and then Jonathan and Oksana, they're so small, and you know, Speedy Gonzales. So it must have been so hard for them. Like, I can only imagine. But I think they went through it, like they said, the judges said. They came through the whole thing. She almost slipped in the beginning, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yes, I saw that.
Great save.
I know, she saved it. I'm on my feet, and she's like, okay, let's go. Let's kill this. So she, I think they did good.
She didn't miss a step because of that, which I was nervous about, was that it was going to just affect the whole dance. But she seemed to brush it off fine and keep going. And I'm glad that Nigel said that she dislocated her shoulder earlier.
She was mm-hmm. all shoulder to dancing when you saw
it. Because, it seemed awkward. But I can't imagine, what would it be like dislocating your shoulder and then trying to do a salsa where it's completely partner-led with your arms?
Sore.
Sore. I mean, that's the thing about salsa is there, you know, your partner is leading you via your arms and things like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
you're going to be hesitant.
Teddy was probably hesitant to lead
her. Exactly. I think maybe that's, have been an issue for them as well for that night. That, you know, as they said, there weren't as much connection as maybe there should have been. But in the same time, they were just getting through the steps, trying to make themselves fast so that they wouldn't, you know, hurt her shoulder. And I think that's the only way you can get around of it. But it will, you know, make it a little bit harder because you can't help each other that much.
Right. And I mean, I thought it looked super messy and I didn't like it, but after hearing that, you know, you feel bad and you're like, oh, I don't know.
Cut some slack and things like that. Another thing I want to point out, too, with Emily being a contemporary dancer, she's not used to dancing in shoes all the time.
Ballroom shoes are
a tough transition.
And they're like 3 inches.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
We hear that on Dancing with the Stars all the time. Like, they'll put people in flats and, people that are ballroom purists are like, oh, they were in flats, but why'd they put their celeb in flats, you know? But so cheers to her for doing it in ballroom shoes because mm-hmm. it's not easy. And, Teddy, I was wondering if him being a tapper, because he is tap trained as well, if that helped him a little bit in ballroom, because I felt like I watched him a little bit more than Emily.
I was watching him more, and it was interesting because Oksana said that she said that he felt more comfortable in the non-partnering things, in the dancing part of it. And then when it came to partnering, he didn't feel as comfortable, where Emily was the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really interesting because you think, oh, if he's coming from hip-hop, okay, he can feel comfortable in his own thing, but what's going to happen when Teddy gets, like, a tough contemporary number and he's going to have to really partner people?
Get Travis Wall. He's going to make you...
Oh, my God. Lifts galore with Travis. So I'm actually interested to see how Teddy's going to do further on in partnering.
Well, something about Teddy, though, he has kind of that attitude that we talked about earlier that Tanisha has. He'll just, you know, throw himself into anything, and he's so sweet. Like, the choreographer will go like, oh, can you do that 3 times? And Teddy will be like, yeah, sure, this one, okay, I'll got it. You know, he'll do it like that. So I think he's easy to work with, and through that he'll probably be easier to guide for the choreographers, and hopefully he can do a beautiful piece soon.
It's good to know. I love to hear, like, how people are in the rehearsal studio. Having a good attitude in the studio goes a long way, because we've heard people that don't have good attitudes sometimes. Not from the season, but it does, you know, because the choreographers talk with Nigel and the panel of judges.
It
does go on. And you know what? It's a small dance world when you get out there professionally. So
it's so weird this season how they're kicking people off, because sometimes they're like, oh, we went with America's Vote. And sometimes they're not. But then they're also not letting anyone dance for their lives yet.
I tweeted Nigel because I'm like, are we bringing back the Dance for Your Life solos? Have you heard anything? Or?
Well, we were told to prepare it. So I spent so many hours preparing this, finding music, getting costumes. And then we were told, oh, not this week. And then I heard from the custom department, maybe not at all, but nobody was really sure. So I think not at all, or maybe from the top 10.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I don't know. I would guess.
I thought top 10, perhaps, because there's no judges' saves.
Yes.
In top 10. Yeah, that makes sense, right?
But then why would they dance for their life if there's no judges'
That doesn't make any sense, then.
Unless they're doing Twitter saves, or unless they're using the new app, and there's going to be a thing on the app where you can save via the app. That's the only thing.
But you can only do that on the East Coast, because for us it's taped.
Right, it'll be like The Voice. The Voice does that with Twitter. You can Twitter save for 5 minutes via, so anyone in Twitter can vote. But if you're on West Coast, you're like, well,
it's pointless.
I'm voting and I haven't watched them dance to save their life. I don't know. It's very bizarre. So I'm very upset that this Dance for Your Life is gone. I loved that.
I'm going to say this, and it's not going to be nice, but I would rather, I'm sorry, but I would rather, and I know a couple people out there agree with me because someone suggested it, but let's get rid of the musical guests because this week wasn't that good, and do Dance for Your Life. I would rather see dance solos than a random musical guest that's not singing on key.
Oh, no. I mean, I appreciate that she tried to sing and not lip sync.
It was pitchy dog.
But it was, as someone on Twitter said, a hot mess.
Yes.
It was.
It was a hot mess. So, you know what? Nigel, please bring those back because I think we're all looking for them. I mean, it's fun to see everyone back in their dance style.
Exactly. And it shows off everybody so much more, you know. Instead of doing something that's not your own style and you get that 1 minute to shine in, it's really so important. It shows who you are. So it would be good.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what made So You Think You Can Dance, So You Think You Can Dance. Like, everyone, like, especially dancing through, like, the end when it's like, So You Think You Can Dance. And everybody, like, still kept going, you know? And, like, remember the audience used to count down from 8?
Yes.
Once it got to 8 seconds, you'd be like, 8, 7, you know? And it's like, come on. Gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
Boo.
It sucks because, like, somebody, you know, like Marquette, who could have, like, shown his style to be like, see, I can ballroom dance, just not foxtrot.
Yeah. Like, let me nail it. Give me the opportunity.
Yeah.
We move on to Jackie and Zach. Jackie, one half of the love couple. they got a Sonia Taya jazz piece. Mm-hmm. And this piece didn't resonate with me. This was probably one of my least favorites of the night. I felt like I didn't feel emotionally connected to it. Doesn't mean that the dance wasn't good or the choreography wasn't good. I just kind of felt like, meh. What did you guys see?
I was really impressed that Sonia said Zach is blowing her mind in the rehearsal space. I was like, wow, well, that's the best compliment to get.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed amazing. And then it was interesting that Sonia said to Jackie, it's not all about, like, she's only getting it and then not going further. I was like, whoa, that's a really intense thing to keep in a package.
Right.
The
same thing.
Yeah.
It's a good note. I mean, you need to keep that in mind.
It's a good note. I'm just surprised they, like, put it on TV because that's really intense. But then when you watched it, it was great. Zach is awesome.
He is.
Zach is so good. So, and I really think this dance helped save him this week. I liked it. I don't know why it didn't resonate with you.
I just didn't emotionally connect to it. I just kind of felt flat about it. And again, the dancing was beautiful and the choreography was beautiful, but I was like, it just didn't grab me the way some of the other pieces we saw last night.
I feel like the African jazz they did were so much more their character, even though it's funny how Jackie is as a ballerina, you would think African jazz, like, that's not her at all. But I think because it was so much more, you know, outside her style, that she was just throwing herself into it. This was kind of a mix between something she knew and something she didn't really know, and therefore she seemed a little bit uncomfortable in that role.
Interesting, yeah.
That's a
maybe
good point.
That's what it was. Maybe that's why it wasn't as easy to connect with, because there was tension there.
She was a little bit holding back, I felt.
Yeah, that's actually some interesting perspective on that. And, you know, it was Nigel said, I don't always agree with Nigel, but he said he felt a little empty after watching the dance. But this is at the point of the night when Misty said, the men are clearly stronger than the women this year. And I was like, it is. It's like the elephant in the room.
Okay, poor Jackie, a ballerina, and then Misty saying that after your dance. I mean, can you imagine? She's probably like, her poor heart was probably like, like, you're a ballerina. I'm a ballerina. Like, and I actually do expect more from Jackie, though. Being a ballerina, I'm a little shocked that she's not totally shining.
Mm-hmm.
She's not dancing her style, but it's almost one of those dance things in your head. You know, you're like, well, you know, you're a ballerina. All dance comes from you, so
Yeah. Like the technique.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your technique should be good in everything.
Yeah, you think like, oh, Eliana and Keon, who had like on point technique all season long during season 9. It's
right.
One of those things.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. And there were a couple moments, like as she saw a bent leg, and I'm like, was that choreographed or was that, you know, just not finishing the line?
It's also been a long week. You never know. She might be tired or mm-hmm. she might have, you know,
injury,
cramps, injuries. Yeah. You never know. Like, these things goes on behind. Like, you have no idea. We're taped up. Like, everybody's taped up. So many injuries that they don't tell about. And then, you know, we have to pretend it's not really there. So she might have had something that's...
Do you guys try not to tell them as much when you're injured to try and, like, save yourself? Because I forget who told me that. Oh, Fiction. Fiction said that he had dislocated his shoulder and didn't tell them because he was nervous that it would negatively affect them because mm-hmm. Alex Wong's season, so many dancers were injured and they were like, you're injured, sorry, you're off.
Yeah.
Because it was easier for the judges to make that decision. So I'm always wondering, you know, like as a dancer, you put your body through so much. Are you going to like, how much are you going to tell and how much do you keep a secret? Like how much does Emily want the audience to know? I dislocated my shoulder. That's why this dance wasn't as great as it could have been. You know, mm-hmm. we were a little scared. Or, like, not tell them because you're scared that they'll be like,
I know. It's always like, where's the balance? But the thing is, like, the week when I was there, a lot of people actually had something. So it wasn't as scary to tell the production that something was going on because everybody was kind of injured.
Everyone's like, I'm sore.
It was the beginning. So everybody's, you know, the bodies were, like, getting used to the pressure and all the rehearsal hours and all of that. But we have a medical guy there. So if it's just eyes you need or... you know, just a little bit of tape. Nobody will really know. It's just for you to take care of yourself. But if it's a serious injury, we have to tell them because that way they can help us. And
yeah.
then they'll be able to, you know, give us treatments or make sure that we're ready for the show. So it's kind of like a balance. But I mean, I don't know. I think I wouldn't tell them, though.
I know. Already had two dislocated shoulders. So because we had Jessica and now we've got Emily.
Well, Jessica's happened on camera. Oh, that was
And she's
gross.
Just like,
oh,
back
oh
place.
Yeah, you can see it. But yeah, that happens all the time. It's like, ugh.
The worst.
Dancers are like, hold on. Broop.
Yeah.
Okay.
No big deal. All right. Let's move on to Brooklyn and Casey with Wildebeest doing hip hop. First time he choreographed for the show. You know, he does tons of videos on Dance On Network on YouTube. So it was kind of fun to see him. He seemed so excited to be there.
Oh, yeah. And I liked him a lot. And I would want to see more stuff from him. This dance, however, I was so distracted by the awful costumes.
And Nigel called out wardrobe and was like, this was wrong. And I'm sure that the choreographers, how much do the choreographers have say in wardrobe? I'm sure they're designing with the wardrobe department.
Yeah, they are.
So.
They're deciding most of it. And then it's confirmed by the production, actually. So
a lot of people had a hand in it.
Yeah, we don't have anything to say. We're just putting it on the day before. And we're like, oh, this is what I'm wearing. Great.
I mean, I got the bulletproof vest look. I thought that part was cool. Mm-hmm. But it was the pants. Poor Casey had to wear that gym outfit.
Like his shorts from the 80s.
Spin. Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, it was like shorts on top of running pants. I was like, well, what's the whole idea of that? I don't know.
I think
been better
it was supposed to
worked.
Be running pants, and then someone probably was like, yeah, you yeah. gotta put shorts on.
It's not working.
Sorry.
I felt like this was the wrong dance on the wrong dancers, too. It was hard to watch. I mean, it's so hard doing hip-hop when it's not your style. They were trying so hard, and they put all their effort into it. But I just was like, oh, this is a hard number for the two of them.
I felt like Brooklyn killed it, though.
I thought Brooklyn
being
did
a ballroom
well.
Dancer, I was like, wow, you go, girl. Like, you got this. I was like, good energy. And she showed her personality so much. I was like, almost even better than when I've seen her do the Argentine Tango or any of her ballroom numbers.
Wow.
I was like, she's really coming out now. Mm-hmm. Maybe due to the fact of the week she's been there. Or just, I think she really liked it, though.
That's awesome. Yeah, I thought Brooklyn did the best, but I was so distracted.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
And it's funny because I really think with hip-hop, I actually think this with any dance, the costume really does help bring out the personality. Mm-hmm. And in the rehearsals, Brooklyn's pants were perfect. You know, they were a little baggier.
Yeah,
she really looked like she was getting into it. And they totally help. And I was sort of wishing that they were both in something like that. Just the tight pants and hip-hop, I feel like, doesn't really work. And, you know, you see this in ballroom. When someone puts on that ballroom dress, you're like, and the heels, it just makes your posture what it should be and things like that. And so, yeah, I felt like I was just kind of bummed because I was really looking forward to this dance. I was really looking forward to seeing it. And it was okay.
Yeah. And it was interesting to me that it was the final dance of the night, because usually they bookend it with, like, the big showy piece at the beginning and the big showy piece at the end. And I was like, this one fell a little flat. So,
well, we did get the two small group numbers, which were great. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that's
maybe that was their bookend in their mind. But I always feel like this is finishing one segment. We're going on to the next. But
yeah,
I don't know. And, you know, we did say goodbye to Brooklyn as well. And, you know, Brooklyn and Marquette auditioned together. So it was, she did a sweet tweet of, like, we came in together. We're exiting together.
Yeah. I know. That was sad. But kind of cool at the same time. But this whole ballroom massacre is, I wonder if it's going to keep going. I mean, maybe not, because now all the ballroom dancers that have been voting, you know, now have sort of narrowed it down. But it just shows that, you know, dancers watching, I feel like, do sort of vote for their dance type. And so we saw that, we used to see that with contemporary, that like they would blow through contemporary dancers. Mm-hmm. And now when they put six ballroom on, we're seeing that, you know, ballroom people vote for ballroom people. You know.
To be honest as well, I think the new voting system that goes through Facebook, I think, is drawing a younger audience to the group. And ballroom is kind of what, as well, like, older, more mature people love to watch. So we're kind of missing those votes that usually went over the phone. And now it's, you know, the young people who like to split and jumps and all of that, you know, or hip-hop or jazz contemporary. So I think maybe that has something to do with it, too.
I think so.
I think so.
I think it's just weird that they took out the phone voting altogether, that they didn't just add the other voting as another way.
Sign of the times, I guess, huh?
So weird.
It's kind of crazy. We've heard some complaints about the voting. People are like, I threw my vote to someone. And I'm like, it never is perfect. It's like, you think you're voting here, or you were saying, like, some people just did 1-1-1-1, and you're like, I needed, like, 20 of your votes to save me. Help me out. Let's go into those group numbers. Sonia Taya, hello.
Woo. Village of Broken People.
Anyone that's watching True Blood, by the way, there's a whole Hep V thing going on, storyline, and these vampires get veins. And that's what looked like all the dancers had, like, Hep V from True Blood. If you know what I'm talking about, you'll understand. But I was like, I wonder if Sonya's watching True Blood.
Maybe.
Her inspiration.
She might be. I mean, that makeup was so cool.
Yeah. This is Tanisha's week, though.
Heck yeah, girl.
What?
Right now I'm sitting here, you guys, just thinking about how I'm going to go home and watch the good Kisser dance again, because I loved it so much. Like, that's what I'm thinking about right now.
I love that when you, like, go back and you think, that dance really resonated with me. I'm going to go and watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know. But one thing I liked about Sonya's choreography, there were some really nice breakout solos. And when you see group numbers, it's nice to see, oh, okay, this is Tanisha's solo, or you get to see that opportunity, how they work in a group dynamic.
Yeah, and I really liked how all the dancers seemed to really be emotionally connecting. It seemed like they all were, like, really trying, which helped the piece come together as a whole. Because sometimes, like, Tanisha obviously was giving it to you, you know? But sometimes when it's just one, it's kind of weird. But it seemed like everybody was game and everybody was getting in it.
That's awesome. Any thoughts on Sonya's piece?
Well, I thought it was beautiful. And like what you said, it's interesting to see them divided, because we've only seen, like, the big group pieces. And now they were, like, even more intimate with each other. It was very strong, the connection. And it showed off that they were, you know, smaller groups now.
I know. I like that they did that.
I want to know how they divided up the groups.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If Sonya was like, I want bing, 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 and bing.
Or was Travis, were they fighting? Are they, like, kickball teams? Like, I'm going to pick.
I bet they were.
That's killer. Travis Wall did the second piece with some killer lifts, a frantic pace. But I loved watching, like, Rudy, Marquette. Like, these were people that, really loved performing. And they stood out to me, which I was like, gosh, Marquette, I wish we could save you somehow, but we can't.
I know. This was one of my favorite numbers. And, I mean, Ricky and that guy liner, give it to me all day. That was amazing. I loved it. But this is one of my favorite pieces, actually. This Travis's group number was just such a dance number. You know what I mean? Like, coming apart, and then they were coming together, and everybody was just dancing.
They were in it.
Yeah, and, like, Sonya's number is great, but there was a lot of, you know, in the contemporary form where they, like, stand and then they, like, move their shoulder and then they're, like, 1 foot will lift, and it's great.
There we go, YouTube video.
It's great and it's cool, but I just love when they, like, dance like they were in Travis's. So.
And maybe that's the bookends that they were looking at, you know, like, here's a big dynamic group piece.
I think so, because it just ended on such a high note. And I mean, at least Marquette got all, like, the good marks for this one. You know, they were complimenting the heck out of him. So that was great. I think that's great for him. But it is sad, like, after he does so well and then he has to go.
And I kind of felt like, but who else would have gone? I think it made sense for him to go just because his Foxtrot wasn't. If you look what Serge did and what Zach did this week, I don't know. It's so hard.
It's interesting, though, that they aren't doing the Dance for Your Life because I wonder if it adds, like, and you can speak to this, if, you know, when they announce the bottom three before you dance, are you like, oh, my God. What? Here we go.
I know, yeah.
You know, does it give you the energy to go into your dance or is it just more pressure?
I think it's a mix of both. It depends how you choose to look at it. But in the same time, you kind of have a feeling from what you did last week. Like, how's the week been? Like,
oh, okay.
And then depending on, like, me, for sure, I was like, I think I might be in the bottom. And then I was prepared mentally. And when I heard I was in the bottom, I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to show them. I don't care. I'll just, you know, do whatever. I have nothing to lose. So depends how you choose to take it, you know, mentally, if you're going to use it as energy or if you're going to freak out. I know some dancers, you know, choose differently, and they're, like, nervous, and they're, like, laying on the floor back there, and like, you'll be okay, it's all right, it's fine.
Lindsay Arnold talked a lot about that last week, and she said, oh, it used to fuel me. She's like, I would just get angry and be like, let me show you.
Exactly.
But she said some people become head cases about it. It's because psychologically, it's just tough to think, like, oh, I'm in jeopardy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that Spencer Lift piece, because, you know, we talked about it a lot on the show. First of all, like, what wardrobe and makeup and hair did you? You were, oh my God, to die for.
You need to be a Bond girl. Like, has anybody told you this? Like, start campaigning now.
I wouldn't mind.
To be the next Bond girl, right?
A Bond girl. I was like, a Broadway revival of some of the 60s musicals. Like,
yes.
And I have to be honest. I see where Spencer was going with this piece, and I love the concept of it.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
It's amazing. What I kept saying was I wanted you guys to put the phones down and break out and do some dancing. So just talk about how hard it was to work with those props.
Yeah, the phones were, like, insane. When we first got them, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get this. We were swinging them. And he was just showing, you know, it's easy, you'll get it, you'll catch. And I was like, oh, where is it? Hold on, I got it. I know, you know, it was insane. It was so intense. And we practiced. We had the phones with us only on the day before the show because they needed them on the stage. We can't bring props home with us. So that was, like, freaking me out. You know, I have this phone. I have to catch it, but I can't practice catching it. So it was more a focus on the phone than on the actual dance. Because for me, mentally, that was where the pressure were. But luckily enough, I caught the phone.
Now, we said that the live show, it went perfectly, but it didn't go so perfectly during rehearsal.
No, we had rehearsal right before then, and I, like, got tangled up, and I dropped the phone and whatever. And I had that piece where my feet were up, and I was laying down on the ground, and the phone was between my legs. And actually, it just went like that, because it's so elastic. And I was like, okay, no phone for the rest of the piece. I was like, please do not happen for the live show. I was like,
oh,
it was very
goodness.
Intense.
We That's so a lot of pressure. We had a lot of feedback from the viewers as well, to comments that Nigel made to you saying, you know, he thought you were sliding by on your looks, and a lot of people found it insulting and felt bad for you. How did you take the comment?
Well, I'm so used to being criticized as a ballroom dancer. There's, like, you know, no sweet comments. So I was like, okay, well, that's the way he see it. But I was, you know, I was told in the week that because of my special skills in ballroom, that was why I made it and not because of my looks. So I was like, oh, now it's, like, opposite. And I was like, that's so sad. It makes me sad. I hate when people say I go through because of my looks because I've been training so hard since I was little. But in the same time, I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm just not as strong as the other dancers, and this is his way to say it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's so weird.
To make it through Green Mile, because I know how, I mean, okay, we don't know because we don't live it the way you guys live it, but even just watching it, it's intense for us to watch it. And I know you guys are sleep deprived and barely eat or anything else like that. Fiction gave us a great run through of that.
Oh, I know.
He's like, you sleep.
Sleeping and napping and the times you actually eat and things. Oh my gosh, it sounds insane.
Yeah, if you make it through Green Mile, you should be really proud of your accomplishment. So it was a weird comment, I thought.
It was weird too because it's like, what is he saying about themselves as judges and, like, how they pick people? Like,
she's pretty. Let her through.
Yeah. That's what was also weird was, like, wait a second, Nigel. Sometimes I think he just doesn't know what to say, so he just says anything that comes to his mouth. You know, and, like, that's – because it's a live show. Yeah. So they have to say something. But, yeah, that was – Yeah, a lot of fans were tweeting about that.
Yeah, I heard a lot personally. They're like, please comment on this. I'm like, okay, I will. So I'm glad that we have you here in studio to talk a little bit about it. I want to go back to Green Mile, too, because you auditioned with Armin, and I don't think a lot of people understand how far Armin made it with you.
Yeah, we both made it all the way to Green Mile, actually, and we just got divided up. Right, like 5 minutes in between when we were told if we made it or if we didn't make it. So it was so sad they didn't really show anything. But at the same time, they only showed one episode of that whole week.
Fast.
I was like, so much happened. It was such a long week. It felt like 3 months and they're showing it in 2 hours. It's insane. So unfortunately, he didn't get showcased too much. But he was there with me and he actually did great all the way through. Like, he did great in every single style. They, like, gave him compliments. So I was shocked he didn't make it.
Now, he got news on the same day, good news and bad news.
He did. 3 hours later, they called him. They wanted him on tour with Derek and Julianne. So that was like, wow. He was like, okay, well, I'm destined to do this instead. So,
do you think that Derek and Julianne were talking with Fox at all? Like, we'd love to have him because...
don't pick him.
Don't pick him.
You know, it's interesting to hear that they were giving him such good compliments and then for him not to make it. And then 3 hours later to get the call that he made it on that show. Like... that's interesting. You're like, you wonder how much other people are influencing who's making it through.
Interesting.
I mean, the age group that was from Ballroom, like, he was the same age group as Serge. Mm-hmm. So I think they kind of battled between him or Serge, and then they picked Serge. There were so many different personalities within Ballroom. Like, we're so different. Tanisha, I, Brooklyn, or even, like, Nick went home with me. And,
yeah.
You know, Marquez went home and Serge. So it's so different. So I think they just picked Serge because it was a better fit for the group, and that was exactly what they told Armin as well, that he just didn't fit the group this year. So.
Yeah, Lindsay was telling us that they're calling Serge grandpa because he's like 26. He's not even old.
I'm the grandma. You're like the grandpa and the grandma. That's our nickname. So
I'm like, that is not old.
If I grow up to be grandma and I look like this, I would die.
I'll
happy.
Take it too. I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. I want to look like that with the bun and the leotard and
I
your legs. And
God, I loved it. I really do hope that Spencer takes that dance and adds it to a show that he choreographs.
It was awesome. It was such a great idea.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yep. I loved it.
I think it needs to be developed. I really hope he doesn't give it up on it because I love the concept of it.
I honestly think that Spencer's in such a place because he is choreographing such big shows now for Broadway that he's really in an artistic place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his space to be artistic. And it's just one of those things that it's like it's still a TV show, so you still need to like have that part where you guys throw the phones and dance. But I think I'm like on his side. I'm like, no, Spencer, do your thing. Get your artistic self.
And the thing about the show, and I can't wait to talk about it next week where we have another choreographer in studio, is like the balance of like what you guys need to be showcased and what they need to showcase their work. And you've got to find that balance between the two of them.
There was so much Twitter talk this week about the show being like, so many people were like, it's about America's Favorite Dancer, not about the choreographers. Like, and a lot of people seem to be upset that, excuse me, that they were showing so much choreographers.
But I think it's a balance, and Nigel calls it out, and he calls out lighting and wardrobe, and it's a whole collection of things, mm-hmm. and that's what makes it work. I do want to get to the bad part. Who do we think is going to be in jeopardy? I don't even want to say he's going home, because I'm getting so attached to everyone that I don't even want to talk about it, but do you think that it's going to be a tough week for Teddy and Emily with that salsa piece?
I think Teddy's going to be okay. I think Emily is going to be Emily, Jackie. Okay, like, hold on. This is so hard. So there's going to be four going. Emily, Jackie.
Who do you go for another one?
Casey. Oh my God, the guys are
Jessica,
so
maybe?
Good.
Maybe Jessica?
Maybe Jessica? I mean, are they going to eliminate two girls, two guys? Or are they just going to start doing whatever? Because the guys are so good. Two
I think they
guys?
Need to keep it even for until
top 10.
Top 10.
Yeah.
The guys are really good. That's really, really tough. I think Ricky, Emilio, Rudy, all safe. Zach, Teddy, Serge, Casey, maybe in the bottom.
It's so Serge. Because I'm like, Serge had a great week. Like,
I mean, how many bottom? How many are going to be in the bottom? Are they going to?
I think they'll do six and four go home.
Oh, that's hard.
That's really tough. Oh,
it
my
is
goodness.
Tough. I know.
All right. Well, Melina, what are you up to now?
Yeah. What are you doing post-show?
Well, I'm sitting on my couch.
Watching.
No, literally. When stretching. I went home, I was like sleeping for 48 hours nonstop.
And eating some good snacks.
I know. Eating and sleeping. Well, I have, you know, meetings going on trying to figure out where I want to take my career right now because it's been a big break for me. In the same time, I'm also, you know, before I did the show, I really wanted to go into acting. So I've been here actually in L.A. to study acting. So that's where I'm
to be a Bond girl working on it. This is great. Girl.
So now I'm like, should I do more dancing and then kind of postpone it a little bit? Mm-hmm. Or should I go back to what I did right before I auditioned for the show? I don't know. So I'm kind of like just keeping my doors open. I really like to be creative and artistic. So that's definitely where I want to go. And it's hard to leave dancing because I love it so much. But mm-hmm. at the same time, I'm so curious about acting and working in film and television. So I'm kind of just playing around with the few ideas.
Maybe Dancing with the Stars will call. You never know.
Yeah, ballroom. You guys.
I will pick up the phone.
A Troop dancer. There's always room in Troop, you know? Yeah. I love that.
I love Troop.
I do too.
They always put on like the fun ones.
And they did more dancing than any of the pros last season, so that was
super. Oh yeah,
they
work
fun.
Like crazy.
They do.
The Troop, what's fun about the Troop is sometimes the pros, I feel like, can do the dances in their sleep, where the Troop is like really like actually like tough ballroom, so it's like really fun to watch the Troupe.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're gonna have to wrap up. As we said, Mandy Moore will be here next week. Melina, tell everyone where they can find you on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff.
Yes, I will be on Twitter. It's my name is Melina Ostergaard O. Sorry, Official Melina O. They changed it.
Official Melina O.
I was like, it used to be. Yeah, it's Official Melina O for Ostergaard, and then Instagram, same thing, just without the O.
Nice. Yeah. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Chloe West X, and I'm going to be live tweeting again this week, so love to hear what you guys think. And maybe I'll make some Instagram videos of me dancing.
Do it. I'm at Kristen Burt. You guys know where to find me, but I will be doing some Instagram and tweeting from National Dance Day on Saturday night, so be sure to check that out. We'll see you all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.